Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, gardeners. Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son. And I'm going to be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer all your gardening questions. So feel free, give us a call here. Our phone number is 855-660-4261. Again, that phone number here is 855-660-4261. And good morning to everyone. It's end of a crazy, well, weather week, and it's I don't know if it's going to get crazy. I wouldn't call it crazy just based on the weather, but we got the solar eclipse coming up this week, so it's just another crazy day, crazy week, right? Anyways, it's not a bad day today, so we're going to be all right with it. But the weather is looking, well, it's looking a lot better going forward here from what I've been seeing. This week actually could be pretty good. So it's maybe it's finally changing. Mother Nature is finally deciding that, hey, we might have spring. Do we know? Is it going to happen? Who knows? I think somebody did something to Mother Nature that made her upset that we need to figure out here. Because this weather that we've been having has been crazy. A lot of you, northern part of Massachusetts, probably northern Mass, New Hampshire, Vermont, Maine, got some snow this past week. I know we got, at some point it seemed like it was 3-4 inches. And then it was, a heavy, like, rainy, snowy, icy mix. It was just not fun, obviously. And, you didn't want to clean it up, but then at the same time it was so wet and heavy, it was like, well, I gotta get this out of the way so I can at least walk through it and not get soaked. But a lot of that snow is gone in some of the areas. The more north you go, I guess it's still gonna be there. But you look at the weather this week. And today's supposed to be a decent day, but tomorrow, I mean, 66 degrees and sunny. I mean, geez, it's absolutely phenomenal compared to what we've been dealing with. Temperatures look to be on the up and up. Looks like our snowfall is probably over. You can never say never when it comes to Mother Nature. She kind of has a mind of her own, but I think we are there. I think that means it's really getting time to finally get out there full time and do your thing. It's not a, I wish I had that crystal ball that says, yeah, nope, this is the exact time, this is when we're going to do it. Because everything has been dropping, you know, temperature, soil temperatures, it hasn't been great. It's been far from ideal. And the more north you go in New England, the same thing is happening. I mean, there were parts of New Hampshire and Maine that got 16 inches of snow on Wednesday. I mean, there were school delays, school closings. We haven't had one of these snowstorms in a few years. I want to say it's been like 7 or 8 years or so. It was like 2017 the last time we had a storm during this month. But, you know, Mother Nature has decided we're going to have winter all late in the season. It's just crazy. Our plants are surely affected by this. And, you know, hopefully you've been listening and said, I'm not going to remove any mulch yet. I'm not going to remove any straw, hay, compost, any of those things, and any of the leaves, whichever. I'm going to leave everything still. The only thing that we have discussed that would be okay to remove would be like that burlap that might be around your plants, right? That might be the only thing that I see okay to remove. So, you know, keep that in mind. If you have been listening and you've heard me say, hey, this is what's going to happen, well, that's the case. So, you know, we want to wake up our plants, right? We want our plants to start, you know, getting to that point where it's like, okay, we can start feeling it, but don't get too far into it because we just don't know what Mother Nature is going to do to us. And our soil temperatures are very low still. They were starting to warm up. They were getting there. You could see things starting to wake up. And then, you know, this weather pattern hit us. And bam, back down to the lower temperatures. We are far from our 5-year, 10-year average when it comes to soil temperatures. So we've, you know, we were on the up and up. You know, you go back to middle of March, and it was looking like, all right, yeah, let's start doing things. Let's start getting everything done. We'll get there. The soil temperatures are rising. That means everything else is looking good. Nope. Just went downhill from there. So, you know, we had some real cold days here. And, you know, just keep it in mind. Just keep your eyes out when it comes to the weather. I know it is something that I talk about so often, but this time of year, it's everything that we do depends on that weather pattern and what's going on. So, just something to keep in mind because it's a lot. Anyways, as the week starts to look pretty good, we might as well, start to enjoy it out there. And, I would say the next few days, we'll be able to get out and do some real work. Doing some cleanups, finishing up those cleanups, because we've been talking about getting cleanups done for I don't know how long because of this weather. And so get out there and finish some things. Get some things done. Get some work in the yard done this week, right? Just get ahead of it. Get things ready for this year. And at the same time, this upcoming week, you know, the Red Sox come back to Boston, so you know what that means. It's about that time to start pruning our roses. So we want to keep, in mind it's coming time. We're getting there to start everything. And pruning our roses, you know, that's a priority for a lot of people out there. When the season hits, it's like, all right, let's go. Let's do it. And that's coming up. That is not far from it. I know it's up this week that they're coming back. I wish I could tell you the exact day, but I know they're back in Fenway this week. So just, that's one of those things. It's one of the things that reminds us we need to start getting going. Now, our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we're just getting started here. It's, looks like it's going to be a decent day today. And, next few days, as I've already said. It's exciting to not have to worry about a snowstorm possibly this week. In the past 2 weeks, we've talked about snow. End of March into April. This is the time we want to be outside getting things done and doing some major cleanups and maybe even start planting again, right? The pruning of some of our perennials and some of our trees and shrubs, we keep saying, yeah, let's get it done. And it's like, oh, it's going to be cold again. I don't want to affect the plant. Well, it's looking like temperature-wise we're not going to get some heavy drops. At least the 15-day forecast, if you believe it at all. Not bad. Anyways, we're going to take a break here. Our phone number is 855-660-4261. Like I said, we're going to take that break. Be back in a few.
Bay Advance is a company that brought you Tree and Shrub. It's a product that we all use to control insects on shrubs and trees, and it lasts for 12 months. Bayer has something new for you this spring, a termite and ant control in a granular form that's fast-releasing and creates a termite-killing zone around your home. Ants, termites bring the product directly to the colony and transfer the product by social interaction and soon die.
Would you love to have the more colorful birds and songbirds on your backyard feeders this year? Start with quality bird food from Wild Delight. Open a bag and smell the seed blend. Find raisins, cranberries, cherries, along with sunflower, peanuts, tree nuts, and thistle seed. Wild Delight is the only company that adds vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals to all of their seed blend. Keep your birds healthy this year with Wild Delight. No morning doves or grackles, just beautiful birds when you use Wild Delight bird food.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
I need more time to file my taxes. Help!
On IRS.gov, you can use IRS Free File to get 6 more months. Or you can submit IRS Form 4868 by the April deadline. If you owe taxes, you can make an electronic payment and get a filing extension with no need to submit Form 4868. Go to IRS.gov for details. But remember, an extension of time to file is not an extension of time to pay what you owe.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
To the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And good morning. It looks like the sun is starting to come out, at least wake up a bit. It's lighting it up out there. And looking like today and tomorrow, these should be pretty good days. They are saying some cloud cover tomorrow when it comes to the eclipse. Hopefully that's not the case, and everybody gets to enjoy it with their special glasses. I know it's at my house. There's been a heavy push for these special glasses to look at it. It's kind of funny that how much excitement something like this does bring. It is pretty cool, it's pretty rare, so it's not like something different. But thought it's interesting to just to have. Anyways, good week to be out in the garden, getting some things done, getting organized out there, doing some cleanups, finishing them up. You can even start getting the yard ready? Is it getting the garden ready? Is it adding compost? Is it adding organic material? What is it that you're going to do? But a lot of that can start to be done, right? We can start adding a nice top dressing of compost into the lawn. If you're looking to, reseed or just add some sort of organic material, organic material is such an important factor when it comes to your soil that it is, it's definitely worth getting through and adding some of it almost each year. Somebody I worked with used to say, the amount of organic material can never get too much in, your lawn, sometimes even your garden. I mean, I don't know if I completely believe that, but at the same time, know, it's definitely hard to get too much, right? It is something that is not easy to get. And so, just adding some of this to the yard, just like a nice little top dressing is beneficial for your soil. We are trying to make the soil stronger, the soil better for any of the fertilizer that you add, right? We want to make sure that the root system has something to feed off of when there is not fertilizer into the soil, right? And that organic material is definitely worth it. You know, we need to just keep in mind that some of these things are highly beneficial. That when we add them, it's only going to do, it's only going to benefit rather than affect it in a bad way, right? So something really to be thinking about as we move throughout the season. It's definitely worth it adding to it. So anyways, our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And I want to get into it yet, but in the next segment, I want to talk about some of the perennials that we should be pruning back in the next few weeks here. So that, there's a lot. Can't name them all, right? Because there's so many different varieties out there, but I can give you a good amount to take a look at and say, all right, I have that in my yard. Maybe I should do that. And a lot of them are a little bit more common than you would think. But they're definitely, this is the time to start pruning them back and getting ready for spring so that these perennials can then refill and, start filling out. So in the next segment, we will talk about the different perennials that you can start pruning back. And this week, looking pretty good. So it's definitely worth doing. You could probably even do it today. Later today, it's going to warm up enough. The phone number here, 855-660-4261. And we're going to take a break here. We'll be back in a few.
Hello, I'm your BioAdvance lawn care scientist.
Where'd you come from?
And I want you to try new all-in-one Weed and Feed.
What's this?
All-in-one Weed and Feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover. Plus, kills crabgrass. All in one easy step.
Did you say kills crabgrass?
Yes. Weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
Wow! Really?
With new all-in-one Weed and Feed from BioAdvance Science-Based Solutions.
My lawn is going to look great.
Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
If you like to garden and want to learn more about the flowering and foliage houseplants this winter, go to paulparent.com to get a free email newsletter every Thursday morning. It's free, it's informative, and the topics will change with the season. I also include some cool music videos of the music groups we grew up singing when music was music. I put a new recipe to keep you eating your vegetables, a garden quote to keep you thinking about the garden during a cold winter. Go to paulparent.com.
USA News Update. Big donors turning out at a huge campaign fundraiser for Donald Trump in Palm Beach, Florida, Saturday night. The event expected to take in $50 million. That's way more money than President Biden raised at an event with former Presidents Bill Clinton and Barack Obama at Radio City Music Hall in New York City. That event taking in $25 million. Donald Trump on his social media platform, Truth Social, writing, "It's the biggest night in fundraising of all time. We will double up the Biden number of last week at Radio City. People are desperate for change. They want to make America great again. Explanation point. Today marks 6 months as the war between Israel and Hamas rages on. It's the result of Hamas slaughtering 1,200 Jewish people at a music festival and at their homes. It is believed 99 hostages are still alive and being held by Hamas terrorists. And I'm Laura Winters, USA News.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up. Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never not once been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And good morning, everyone. Hope you're waking up and starting to enjoy the day. Going to be a good day. I think it's, this week is, it's already off to a better start compared to last week with any snow. But it's looking like we'll have some decent temperatures the next few days. Not going to be as warm today as it is going to be tomorrow. I'm looking at some 60s tomorrow, and then towards the end of the week, starting to get into the 60s. But weather, rain-wise, is up and down, kind of all over the place. But that'll probably change in the next few days as weather has been all over the place. Just don't know what's going to be what. But we know with those temperatures warming up, it is time to get started with some pruning if you haven't already. And especially with some of the perennials that, we need to prune in the spring, right? Some of these, we should have just left in the fall, let it do its thing, and then we remove the, the plant, cut it back so it can start over, this is... a list of a few of them. We'll go over a few things on here, but this isn't everything, right? There's going to be others that you can prune back. For an example, an Artemisia, right? A lot of these guys don't want to be pruned back in the fall. It's their best bet is to do it in the spring, because if we prune in the fall, sometimes some of that growth could be too tender, and we could end up killing part of it, and then the plant wouldn't survive the winter, And so, you know, that dieback can actually kill the whole plant going into the winter. So this is one that you would do the cleanup in the early spring, and we're at that time. So that's a good one to be looking at. Asters, that's another one we should be pruning this time of year. It's, you know, different cultivars out there. But the fall blooming asters are the ones we're really talking about. And, you know, those are the ones that throughout the season have been, you know, maybe pinched a few times or you know, forced to grow. So, you know, they want to be left alone for the winter so they can recuperate and start over. So this is definitely one we would be pruning now. Now, a stilby is another one. Stilby is a very common perennial out there where you see in a lot of different areas. You know, don't need to clean it up in the fall. This is a spring cleanup. Easy to do. Now, one that, you know, you used to see in the fall and you say, oh man, I should just cut it back because everybody says after something's flowering, we should cut it back. Well, the autumn joy sedum, it is, you know, one that can actually have some winter color to it, right? And it usually does pretty well through the winter. And if we prune it back in the fall, it can do some damage to it. So that is one of the ones that we want to prune first thing in the spring. So they can really just get back to looking good for you, right? A couple others, like campanula or a bellflower, right? This one is, there's a few varieties we're looking at. But, you know, one thing to think about with it is there's a few times during summer that you clean it up. You know, it doesn't look very good. The damaged foliage or encourage like another set of flowers. Well, when we do that with a lot of our perennials, the perennial itself will do well to just sit for winter, right? And not get pruned back. So I mean, think about this. If we are pruning something to push a second, you know, second level of flowering for the season, it usually means don't prune it in the winter because we've done so much to, I wouldn't call it stress the plant out, but it's kind of there, right? We've done a lot to the plant where it's just going to get stressed out with the pruning late in the season. So leaving, you know, any of that fresh, you know, foliage, fresh growth through the winter so that we can start in the spring. Another pretty common one that we see is, you know, black-eyed Susans. You know, if we want to leave something like this, which is very beneficial in other ways, because, you know, a black-eyed Susan, the seed head, it's a food source for birds. And then, on top of that, a lot of the seeds that remain will be readily germinated that next spring. So leaving the seed pods is not only beneficial for the birds, but for you as well, because any of those seed pods are going to fall off, get into the soil, germinate, and expand the growth of it. So waiting till the spring is huge when it comes to the black-eyed Susan. Now, you know, some might call this a perennial, some might call this a shrub, and I've heard a lot of people call it a weed. But the butterfly bush, right? This is one that we want to cut back now. You can cut a butterfly bush pretty much down to about 6 inches, and that's for all of them, right? You know, this is one where it's basically year after year you can cut back to the ground. And when I say ground, like I said, about 6 inches, maybe a little bit more. We don't want to cut it flush to the ground. We could have some damage there. But with the butterfly bush, this is something that will just regrow year after year after a pruning. And, you know, that's why some people will call it almost like a weed, because it just, it goes crazy. Year after year, you can cut it back all the way, and it comes back to full size. Another one that, you know, has become very popular. It's always been popular, but it's becoming more and more popular as people think about pollinators, including butterflies, right? Butterfly weed, right? This is one where it's native to North America. It'll bloom late in the season, late in the summer, and it brings the butterflies and some of the other pollinators to it, right? So we leave it during the winter months, and we start fresh in the spring. We prune it because it is a late flowering perennial. But butterfly weed, you know, is one that you might have added to the yard thinking, hey, I want to bring some of the butterflies to the yard and other pollinators. Well, if you have it, it's time to prune it this spring. Another common one that you might see out there is the corybels or heuchera. And, you know, this is one where, you know, it's a nice clump form to it usually. And it tends to have some of the frost heaves or it tends to be the root system close to the soil where it will have some of those frost heaves when time happens. So, you know, it's good to leave the foliage to almost act as an insulation to help provide, you know, some of the coverage. And this, so this is one now that we can prune back to get ready for the next season. Now, one that, you might be looking at almost looks like a mini carnation, right, is the dianthus, you know, Sweet William, right? This is one where, you know, some areas it doesn't even make it through the winter, but a lot of areas it does as a perennial. And this is something to, you know, do a cleanup this spring, cut it back, get it ready for the season, you know, get it excited for the year to come. Now, you know, another one in the area, more of a, you know, kind of a shade tolerant that's becoming more and more common in here is like a foam flower or a tiarella, right? This one, you know, it stays pretty green throughout the winter in a lot of areas. You know, one that you don't do much in the fall. But once spring arrives, that's when you start pruning it back, getting it ready for the upcoming season. Liatris, right? That's one. It's, you know, one that we leave over the winter. Let it be its thing. This is another one with seed, you know, pods, seed heads, that can actually provide food for some of the birds. And, you know, some of it can be self-seeding, but it's not as common as like a rutabagia, the black-eyed Susan, right? This one also lures butterflies and pollinators. So it's becoming more and more popular because of the natives and, you know, the pollinators that we're looking to bring to the yard. What else? You know, there's a few others here. I apologize. One that is usually so big during the season, which I've seen get, you know, 4, 5, 6, 7 feet tall, is the Joe Pye weed, the Eupatorium, right? Those ones, again, get real big, and they bloom well into the fall, but they got these nice seed heads on them. This is one that you don't need to prune back, but you can in the fall, right? Because of how big it gets, you know, the kind of that worry of I could do more damage than good. But if you do leave it, realize that, you know, they have those seed pods, the seed heads on them, and it will feed some of the birds during the winter months. Now, one out there, lavender. It's very popular. A lot of different varieties of it. They have some nice smell to it in the garden. Might have added to it. But we don't want to prune those late in the season. We want to do that early in the year. We want to wait until maybe some of that, a little bit of that new growth hits so we can start to see, all right, it is alive, it is viable. And then at that point, that's when we'll remove the winter dieback. And we'll start cleaning it up, getting it ready for the season to come forward. Coneflower. Talked about that a lot. This is another one that we wait till the spring to prune back. Those seed pods, you know, can help provide food for the birds. And you know, it's kind of cool looking. Anyways, there's a number of others that I could go into, talk about, but there's just, you know, not all the time in the world. We'll add a few in the next segment, but these are some that we should be doing now. The next, you know, couple weeks getting ready for spring. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. We're going to take a break. We'll be back in a few.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Get a jump on lawn weed control this year with Weed Beater Ultra from Bonide. Bonide Weed Beater Ultra is the ultimate systemic broadleaf lawn weed killer. It will kill more than 200 difficult-to-control weeds right down to the roots in just one application. Weed Beater Ultra kills your lawn weeds without harming your lawn grasses. In 24 hours, you'll start seeing results. Unlike other brands that require temperatures of 65 or higher to work, Weed Beater Ultra works fast in temperatures as low as 45 degrees. That's Weed Beater Ultra.
Foma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers. It's fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Esfoma.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy.
There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discovery on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And good morning to everyone. Welcome to the Garden Club here. We're here to help you out. If you have some of those garden questions, we'll be here, as always, until 10 a.m. If you're you know, listening to us and you're saying, you know, maybe it sounds a little bit different than it should this week. Well, you know, I know some of us are on tape delay. Some of the radio stations are on tape delay. So that's okay. But we're here every Sunday. We're here to help you out and answer as many of the gardening questions as always. You can always call us on a Sunday. You know, I'll try to give a few weeks heads up when I'm not going to be around, so that you know, hey, all right, no, he's not going to be there. It'll be a tape delay. But I don't foresee any of that for a while here. But again, I will let you know, as we, as the, the season progresses. Like I said, I don't foresee it for a bit. But, hey, you never know. I'll try to give some time ahead of it. Now, this upcoming season, as the season is starting, we're warming up. We're looking at it and saying, what are the things that we can do to help ourselves for this upcoming season, especially with all the rain here? the amount of rain we've been having and the amount of puddles, the amount of, you know, high water levels in the area, we're really just starting, going to start the season off early with mosquitoes, right? And there's going to be a lot of mosquitoes this year just based on the amount of standing water. So what can we do? Well, it's easy enough to start the season out with some of the mosquito bits from Summit Responsible Solutions here, Summit Chemical, right? Now, these are a organic strain of Bacillus thuringiensis, right? This is, you've probably heard me talk about BT in other aspects, but this one here is a substrain of the Israelis. This one is good to help with mosquitoes, right? You put the little bits into any standing water, and it will kill the larvae that is in there. And with the amount of puddles that I see all over my yard, I know that this year could be a hard year on us in the backyard with some mosquitoes. So you're looking for those mosquito bits. You can also go with the mosquito dunks. The mosquito dunks come in a 2 or a 6 pack. You could also look at, and they got a great spray, you know, the mosquito and gnat barrier, right? Not only kills the mosquitoes and gnats, but it will kill the ants, ticks, and fleas out there, and will work up to 4 weeks. This one is permethrin, so it's not the same as the mosquito dunks, right? A little bit different to it. But is something you need to spray. And, you know, I might do a 1-2 punch here. Work on killing the larvae and making sure that they don't get to that next level when it comes to using the dunks or the bits. And then using the spray to act as a protectant to kill anything that's living, anything that is, you know, active out there. Just based on the amount of rain that we have had the past couple months, I want to say almost a year, right? But a lot of that, we're going to need to do something, and we're getting to that time frame, right? So just think about it. You know, standing water is a breeding ground for the mosquitoes. So that's where Summit Chemical comes in. So definitely take a look at your local garden center. You can go on to their website at summitchemical.com to get more info. They got a bunch of other things on there, too. This isn't just about the mosquito bits, but it's something we need to start thinking about and getting ahead of this season, because I foresee, honestly, with the amount of rain that it just continues, the mosquitoes being pretty bad. And we know what that leads to, right? Zika, West Nile, all those things. So keep it in mind, and look at Summit Chemical this spring. Now, we're going to take a break here. Our phone number is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. We're going to take that break. We'll be back in a few.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.